5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, ignition, liftoff.
Hey everybody, I'm Brian Clapp, VP of Content and Engaged Learning for WorkInSports.com, and this is the Work in Sports Podcast. Welcome to 2020, people. December has been an incredible month, but I'll be honest, I've missed all of you. Letting you behind the scenes a little bit, December is one of the slowest months for the podcast and for our business at large. You know, people are doing other things, and I get that. But January is the biggest month of the year for us as a company, and consistently we've had the highest number of downloads for the podcast in January. Makes sense, right? People setting new goals for themselves, striving for something bigger in their life. So they go to our job board where we have like 25,000 jobs, active jobs in the sports industry right now. They're looking to find that opportunity that they've always dreamed of and start anew. They gravitate towards our podcast to set the stage for all they want out of themselves in the coming year. I love this time of year. It's inspiring. I'm ready to hit the ground running. I'm fired up. That's why we're doing a podcast on a day we don't normally do it, because I've missed all of you. I want to be here. I want to be helping. I want to share some ideas and concepts and things that will set you up for success. But before we get into 2020, I love December also from a family perspective. My kids have been home from school for the last 2 weeks, and we all hung out together. We didn't go on any crazy trips. We didn't do any crazy road trips or anything like that. We didn't go anywhere. We hung out, and it was awesome. I have a 7th grader, a 6th grader, and a 2nd grader. So you can imagine Christmas and the holiday season is a pretty big deal, and just watching all of that is awesome. From a business perspective, December is huge for us. We spend the month planning and organizing our approach to the coming year, as I'm sure many of you do too. You spend some time in December thinking about the future. We set our company goals. We discuss new features and brainstorm concepts for the podcast and more for our overall business at WorkInSports.com. This is always an exciting time because I'm definitely someone that likes to push forward. I'm never really content with where I am. I like to push. I don't have any major announcements today since our ideas are to better our product aren't really completed yet. They aren't even started yet. But let me tell you, we have some really cool things we're working on, and that includes the podcast. As for the podcast, there are new ideas in the works that I'm pretty excited about. But one thing I can tell you is that I have a goal to double up in January. Normally, I do 4 interviews a month and release them every Wednesday. Well, I want to kick January off like a boss, so I'm going to do 8 this month, starting with Philadelphia Phillies mental skills coach Hannah Huseman on Monday. I can't even tell you how pumped I am about this interview. After I did it last month, I posted on LinkedIn that I interviewed Hannah. It was awesome. I'm super psyched to publish it, and 20,000 people responded to that. That's a pretty good number. So I'm excited. Hannah's awesome. Like, straight up blow me away awesome. I think she may be one of our best guests to date. And I hope to have her on doing more with us in the future, because I was like inspired big time. Also coming up this month, Sloan Kelly, who is the USTA Managing Director of Content and Creative Services. Celia Busa, who's the director of ESPN Next, which is their leadership development program. Ishveen Anand, CEO of Open Sponsorship, a tech platform bringing athletes and brands together. Sam Ray, who's a San Diego Padres manager of amateur scouting. Timothy Duncan, who is the University of New Orleans athletic director. Thank you, Kevin Wilson, if you're listening. Kevin connected me with Timothy, which is awesome. And I could say Timothy Duncan, because if I say Tim Duncan, everybody's going to think of somebody else. And then there are 2 more that aren't fully confirmed yet, so I can't exactly say, but fingers are crossed, because they will be awesome. But all that excitement is for another day. Today, on a rare Thursday episode of the Work in Sports Podcast, I have a topic I'd like to cover. I saw Frozen 2 with my kids over the break, which strangely enough has inspired this conversation. Let it go. Yes, I know that is from the first Frozen movie, I get it, but seeing Frozen 2 reminded me of it, and Frozen 2 was just kind of decent. The first one was better, I think. So, I don't know, less inspiration came out of Frozen 2 and more came out of a reminder of Frozen 1. So anyway, that will be my last reference of Frozen in any way, shape, or form, I think. But what I mean is, I want to talk about the things you can't control, that you need to let go. That will be my last reference to the movie. Okay, let's talk about this. In my 20s, I was a control freak, but it was all a mirage. In my 30s, I became disillusioned with the people around me, and I let it control me. In my 40s, I realized the only thing I can control is me and my reactions to the things around me. I choose how to feel and how to respond, but I don't choose or control how others behave. I'll explain this through the comment. I'm not trying to be all esoteric and out there and existential, but trust me when I talk about this. Think about what you can control. So I'll explain this through the comments made by one of our posters on the Work and Sports Podcast private group on Facebook. Yes, I say private group, but that doesn't mean you can't gain entrance. You can. All I mean is when you go to Facebook and you search for the Work and Sports Podcast, you will be asked questions and you have to answer the questions to get into the group. That's what makes it private. Anyway, I'm going to explain this through the comments from somebody part of that group. They will remain nameless, and I am surely not here to shame them. Rather, I hope to enlighten a bit. This person is frustrated. They've been on the full-time job search for a while, and in the meantime, they've been working part-time and seasonal jobs with minor league teams and other organizations. Every time this person posts, they voice their frustration with all of their coworkers around them. They're always on their phones, they mislabel the work, they leave early, they perform poorly. It eats this person up. This was me in my 20s and 30s. I was always angry at others who I didn't think tried as hard as I did, or didn't execute the plans I set, or follow my guidance, and it frustrated me. It consumed me. Now think about this for a second. If you spend your time thinking about how other people do their work, or how disappointed in them you are, how do you think this affects your demeanor? I remember having a coworker at this time say to me one day, "What's wrong with you? You seem tense and angry all the time, and you used to be a positive light around here." As they said that, I tried to relax the muscles in my shoulders and realized they dropped about an inch. I'm not kidding. Like, I just relaxed and was like, "Oh my gosh, you're right." I was carrying so much doom with me every day, focused on everyone else and things that were out of my control. And it was affecting my ability to do my job and live my life. In life and in work, you can't control others. You can instruct. You can set up others for success. You can mentor. But if the others don't take to it, you either have the power to react and possibly fire them, or if you don't have that power, you have to let it go. You can't control others. You can't. Let it go. Focus on you. If your every interaction with your boss is to complain about someone else, that is not good. To put this in a very pop culture terminology, when you're watching The Bachelor, and yes, I've watched The Bachelor, maybe not in the most recent seasons, but in the past, and the dudes keep spending all of their one-on-one time with the object of their affection talking about the asshat who acts like a jerk to them when the pretty girl isn't looking. When that happens and you watch these shows and you see these guys whining and complaining to the girl saying, "This guy's mean though, behind the scenes he's mean, he talks mean to us, he does this, he does that, he talks crap about you, blah, blah, blah." Don't you want to reach through the screen and shake them and say, "Forget about the other dude and focus on the person you are with"? That's the mistake we all make, getting consumed with things we can't control. You can't control someone deciding to hire you. You could be the perfect candidate, but they might have an internal staffer they want to promote. You can't control that. You can only control how you react to it. You can't control whether or not you get a callback, or whether or not someone responds to your LinkedIn request, or whether or not your tweet goes viral. You can't control these things. You can control your actions, what you do to prepare and you to set yourself up for success. But you can't control what happens next. You know, I watch sports much differently now than I did when I was younger. I focus more now on the decisions rather than the results. Why? Because you may win a game, a singular game, making bad decisions, but you won't win a championship if you continue to make them. So as I watch games, I look for championship level decision making. Okay, so picture this. Basketball game, 20 seconds left, your team is down by 2. And your teammate, an offensive player, comes down, chucks up a deep three-pointer with a man in their face and 18 seconds left on the clock. Okay, so I'll put the scenario out there for you again. 20 seconds left in the game, you're down by 2. Player on your team chucks up a deep three-pointer, man in their face, contested shot, 18 seconds left on the clock. That's a bad decision. I don't need to see the result. That shot may go in, and it may put their team up by one. The other team gets the ball with 16 seconds left, and they miss their shot. You won the game. Yay, everybody's happy. Wrong. It was a bad decision. Forgetting the results, and made repeatedly, will result in bad things. They should have wasted more time on the clock so that their opponent didn't have time to respond. They should have worked the ball for a clearer look. The result was a win, but the initial decision was poor. These are not championship level decisions. So ask yourself, what are your championship level decisions? Is it to complain about the people around you? Is it to become consumed by the things you cannot change? Or is it to study the marketplace you want to work in? Know exactly what employers want and expect out of their hires and make a plan to master those skills? Is it to build your network, reach out, make contact, provide value, build relationships? Is it to treat people like you are interested in them, not just seeing them as a pathway to a future you want for yourself? Is it to research companies, refine your resume, master your cover letter? I believe it is. And you can control all of those things. These are the decisions you can control. Don't wait for luck. Don't waste your energy or positivity on the things you can't control. Focus on you, your actions, your reactions, and then things you can control. Trust me, things will fall into place when you do. When you let go of results and focus on the positive process. Okay, that's it for today. Like I said, Hannah Huseman, Philadelphia Phillies mental skills coach, coming up on Monday. That's right, Monday, a special edition. I'm not waiting until Wednesday. I want to get this one out there on Monday, Monday morning, early. So you will get it in your podcast feed Monday morning for you to listen to work and then listen to again on your way home from work and then listen to again on Tuesday. Three times out of all of you. All right, now get back to work, people. It's a new year. It's time to kick some ass. We'll be right back.